The countdown has begun for Heather Brownridge, owner of the much-beloved downtown Georgetown business Heather's Bakery Cafe. She recently announced on social media that she sold the business, eliciting congratulations and well wishes from the public. It's perhaps poetic that her last official day, June 1st, at this local fixture will be the first official day of the year for another one, the Georgetown Farmers Market. She told Halton Hills today that she has mixed emotions because she's excited for the next chapter, but will also miss the market, the regulars and Georgetown itself. Heather's Bakery Cafe Interior. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills today. I am moving up north with my husband to the Haliburton area. I'm going to take a little time off, maybe enroll in the art school up there and do a little pottery and stained glass, Brownridge said. The time off is undoubtedly well-deserved. Brownridge took over the storefront at 103 Main Street S in 2001, then known as Cakes of Elegance. She remembers feeling nervous at the time. She had another business making and selling gingerbread houses before that. She also worked as a pastry chef in Toronto prior to creating Heather's. It's a risk. I was young. I was naive. I knew even if it didn't work out, I could do something else, Brownridge remembered. Slowly but surely, as more and more regulars started calling Heather's a second home, her confidence gradually increased. The bakery's menu certainly helped to build the fan base. Scones, muffins, sandwiches, pies, quiches, and many other foods kept people coming back for more. Heather's Coffee Jump started the local workforce every weekday morning as well. She attributes the growth of the local cafe over the decades to a spirit of consistency and keeping things humble. Heather Brownridge pours coffee behind the counter at Heather's Bakery Cafe. Mansour Tanweer, Halton Hills today. We try to be here every day and have the product every day, and be consistent with the product. And try to have friendly customer service. I think people appreciate that, she said. I like fancy desserts, but sometimes simplifying it works best. I knew that was the way I wanted to go. I didn't want to go into fancy, high-end things. She will be handing out some cake at the farmers market around 11 a.m. to thank the people who helped Heather's succeed. She anticipates being in Georgetown for another 2 weeks to tie up loose ends before leaving. The new owner will carry on the legacy of Heather's Bakery Cafe by keeping its name. Though he will have the freedom to make the business his own, many popular food items will be kept on the menu.